From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Gimel Sabingo. A leading credit rating agency says the University of Missouri system's credit outlook is stable, despite turmoil last year. The system announced Monday that Moody's Investor Service is maintaining the system's AA1 credit rating. The announcement came months after credit rating company Standard & Poor's downgraded the system's outlook from stable to negative, but didn't actually lower the rating. The outlook was downgraded primarily because of concerns with the system's ratio of available resources to debt. A report also touched on the departures of two top administrators amid student protests over the handling of racial issues on the Columbia campus. Moody's Investor Service cited the system's four campuses, health services, and financial management in maintaining the credit outlook. It says the system faces challenges, including lower enrollment and leadership turnover. Boonville is hoping a gun-making plant can boost its economy after a decade of manufacturing job losses. CMMG is seeking a $200,000 forgivable loan from Boonville so it can move its operations from rural Fayette about half an hour to the north. Boonville Economic Development Director Jim Gann says most people in town support bringing in the plant and its 52 high-paying jobs. Opponents say having a factory that makes AR-15 semi-automatic rifles goes against the town's long-cultivated tourism image. City Council member Susan Meadows says she's opposed morally because she doesn't think the weapons should be available to the public. Gann says CMMG would have an annual economic impact on the community of nearly $5 million. A suburban St. Louis police officer shot in the neck during a traffic stop is paralyzed from the neck down due to what the Ballin police chief calls catastrophic damage to his spinal cord. Officer Michael Flamion was shot from behind on July 8 after stopping a man for speeding in Ballin, a well-to-do St. Louis County town of about 30,000 residents. Antonia Taylor of St. Louis was arrested later that day and is jailed on a $500,000 bond on several charges, including first-degree assault of a law enforcement officer. Shooting occurred one day after five police officers were killed in Dallas. But Missouri officials have not discussed a possible motive for Flamion's shooting. Ballin Police Chief Kevin Scott declined to discuss the investigation during Monday's news conference. A panel tasked with recommending changes for the University of Missouri system is moving forward despite funding cuts. The University of Missouri Review Commission met for the first time Friday to discuss how to help a system rocked by turmoil following student protests and leadership changes. System President and Columbia Chancellor resigned amid protests. Some lawmakers were frustrated about the handling of Columbia protests last year over what some saw as administrators' indifference to racial issues. In response, lawmakers created the commission. Governor Jay Nixon in July blocked the roughly $750,000 lawmakers budgeted for commission, citing lagging revenues. Newly elected chair of the commission, Jeannie Sinkfield, says it will continue work despite the cut. House and Senate administrators say the legislature will help the panel with the funding and other administrative support. I'm Gimel Sabingo, KBIA News, Columbia.